The Defense Department's Inspector General has substantiated its first ever claim of whistleblower reprisal in a sexual assault investigation. But the whistleblower in this case is still waiting for the perpetrators to be held accountable. Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu has her story.
Lieutenant Colonel Teresa James, now retired from the West Virginia National Guard, initially decided not to report that she was sexually assaulted by a superior officer during an Arkansas training event in 2006, fearing that doing so would ruin her career. But 4 years later, after she returned from a deployment to Iraq, she learned that during her deployment, the same officer had been sexually harassing other younger women at her West Virginia Guard complex.
One of my subordinates would not even walk to the restroom without an escort because she was afraid that she would run into him in the hallway and didn't know how she could deal with it. There was fear. The morale was very low. People were afraid of him. I, at the time, was one of the highest-ranking female officers there. These women came to me, and I had a duty and an obligation to do the right thing. And that was to report this guy for what he was doing to the other women.
A subsequent investigation turned up allegations of other sexual assaults by the same officer. And after James learned he had suffered no consequences other than to be placed on medical leave, she decided in the fall of 2012 that it was time to report her own sexual assault. She says the National Guard Bureau substantiated her allegations in March of 2013, but the case had passed the criminal statute of limitations in Arkansas, and the Army Criminal Investigation Command decided it lacked jurisdiction over the case. James says that's when the retaliation began in earnest. On the same day, she was ordered to go before a medical review board, and even though doctors initially found her fit for duty, she alleges they were pressured to change the results. Later, she received the first negative performance evaluation in her 35-year career, which may have kept her from a promotion to colonel. She was also denied awards.
In April of 2013 is when I said, enough is enough. This is absolutely ridiculous. All I did was report wrongdoing, and now all of these happen to me, and I'm being, hurt, and my career is being destroyed, and I'm sitting here watching it tumble right before my very eyes. So I went online to the DOD hotline, and I submitted my complaint.
Fast forward to April of 2016, when the DOD Inspector General substantiated James' complaint of whistleblower retaliation. The IG found that the Assistant Adjutant General of the West Virginia National Guard engaged in adverse personnel practices against James as punishment for her seeking criminal prosecution against her perpetrator, and recommended that the Secretary of the Army take appropriate action against the Brigadier General, remove the negative officer evaluation report from James' personnel file, and order the Army Board for Correction of Military Records to hold a promotion board to decide whether she should be promoted to colonel. So far, none of those things has happened.
But it's not over for me. It's not enough that I have a case that has been substantiated. Now, I have to take that case, and it goes to the Secretary of the Army, and I have to file a package through the Army Board of Corrections just to get relief. And throughout this process, I've actually hired two civilian attorneys, retained them. I've spent $10,000 to do that. And I don't have it, trust me. I don't have the money. I'm retired now. But it's important, and it's important to me. But the reason why I'm here and the reason why I do this and the reason why I testified at the Joint Proceedings Panel and the reason why I'm speaking out is not about me. It's about those people who don't have a voice, who are coming up in the ranks down there where the rubber meets the road, and I'll be their voice. I really will, if I have to be. And that's what inspires me today. That's what keeps me moving. That's what keeps me going.
James says she credits the DOD IG for a thorough and professional investigation of her case, something she says she hadn't experienced when trying to report to lower-level military investigative organizations. However, she says the military's mechanisms for responding to sexual assault and handling whistleblower claims seem to be improving. In response to recommendations earlier this year by the DOD Judicial Proceedings Panel, the DOD IG will now investigate all claims of whistleblower retaliation in sexual assault cases itself, rather than delegating them to the military service IGs. In June, the IG created a dedicated team of investigators specially trained in sexual assault cases in anticipation of a significant increase in reprisal claims in sexual assault cases. Indeed, IG officials say the fact that James's case was the first one the office has ever been able to substantiate until now has partially to do with the fact that, so far, it's only been receiving an average of 5 retaliation allegations per year. But the office has gotten more than 40 complaints so far in 2016 and is actively investigating about 30 of those. That structure wasn't in place at the time James began pursuing her case. She says she dealt with perhaps 10 different enforcement agencies before her first contact with the DOD IG hotline.
And there should be some type of one-stop shopping, and I think that the system is going in that direction, and we have definitely had a lot of changes in the sexual assault policies and the assistance to survivors. One of the biggest things for me was the amount of time that it took to get to where I'm at today. You know, 3 years of going through an investigation is a very lengthy process, and, you know, perhaps with standing this team up, it will shorten those time frames a little bit. But, you know, I think we're moving in the right direction.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.